Again, we welcome all to Word of God Church and Julia C. Freeman Senior Outreach Ministry Sunday Worship Service. Deacon S. Freeman, would you lead us in prayer?
Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May your Holy Spirit surround us this morning, Father, as we once more gather in your holy name. Father, you said in your word that when two or more are gathered together, you will be in the midst.
Yes.
Pray that you open our hearts and minds to hear and receive your message this morning. Lord Jesus, help us not to worry about tomorrow, for just as you take care of us today, you will take care of us tomorrow and every day. Amen. We know that you will either shield us from the suffering or you will give us the strength to bear the suffering.
Yes.
Father, help us to put away any anxious thoughts and to remember that you are our strength and our shield. We trust you, Lord Jesus, for
yes.
You are not only with us, but in us, and we in you. You have given us the breastplate of your salvation. Your right hand has been our support, and your mercy has made us great. 1835. Lord, sometimes we pray for things that do not come to pass. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, because sometimes our short-sightedness causes us to pray outside your will.
Well,
help us remember, dear Lord, that it's not our will that must be accomplished, but yours. Let us just give our prayers to you, Father, and go about our business with confidence that you will not be 1 second early or 1 second late in answering them. When the answer we want is not the one we get, let us remember that you are all that we need. Lord, we know that you do everything in your own time, in your own way. If your answer is no, not yet, wait a little longer, we will accept that for you. For you have a perfect reason for doing so.
Yes.
Regardless of what happens, Lord, we will continue to have faith in your perfect faithfulness. Father, you are all wise and all knowing.
Yes.
You know what's best for us, for you have a divine and a purpose for each of us. We know that if we ask you anything according to your will, you will hear us. For 1 Peter 3:12 says that your eyes are on the righteous and your ears are attentive to our prayers. We thank you for the gift of Bishop Cup who preaches faith. We praise you, Lord, for sending us a teacher who stirs our souls. Given us and for giving him the wisdom and knowledge to encourage us to expect miracles and answer to all our prayers according to your divine will. Continue to bless him, keep him, sustain him by your power according to your wisdom. Father, bless Sister Clough who shares her love for you
yes.
and continue to bless and fill both of them with your saving grace and your divine love. Father, we pray for the Word of God Church and the Julius C. Freeman Senior Outreach Ministry. Thank you, Lord, for your word, but it's true, and not one of your promises can fail. You are faithful to all generations.
Yes.
You are good, and you want each of us to stay focused on your love
yes.
for us, dear Lord. Lord, help us remember that our faith grows by being exercised, and faith is not exercised when we receive everything we want or think we need. Lord, thank you for your will. It takes little faith to receive gifts, but it takes great faith to believe and to trust in you.
Amen.
We know, dear Lord, that you are doing the very best in all areas of our lives, and that strengthens faith. We pray for our soldiers this morning, Father.
That's
shield,
awesome.
Father, provide protective hedge around them. Keep them close to your love and your compassion. And
yes.
Father, let them know that your precious Son, Jesus Christ, loves them. And it's always near when they are fearful, lonely, or doubtful. Father, give them your blessed assurance. Thank you for hearing the prayers and requests of your people and for giving us direction and guidance. Lord, we pray that we faithfully serve you and that one day we will be with the choirs of the angels in your
yes.
heavenly kingdom, singing hallelujah
yes.
at your command.
Yes.
Yes.
In the name
yes.
of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
At the church, amen.
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 Amen. God bless you, Sister Freeman. Your prayers are always timely and powerful. I'm also feeling that we're blessed that we have Deacon Edison who prays, and now we have Melanie who's offered to offer our opening prayer and Bible study, And like they say sometimes, do I hear one that will do it for the close of it, that we need more of the congregation to participate in our worship service, amen, and in our Bible study.
Amen.
So as God gives you the strength and the power, and he will give it to you, amen?
Amen.
And Brother Lance prayed the other night, and I was just taken back. Lance, when he came in the door, I liked him the moment I saw him. I ain't going to pull no George Bush time I looked into his soul. Them boys and souls he looked into, them boys messed up. Them boys firing back on us now. But I am blessed that when I have been able to meet people. Brother Joseph is another one. The day that I first laid eyes on him, they pulled up in front of the house, and when he got out of the vehicle, he was holding Whitney. And when he got out and turned, Whitney turned and grabbed for me. And I noticed how he freely let his daughter go. He had never seen me before, never laid eyes on me. But what he did was that he trusted that I would not harm his daughter. You know, I look at the little things. I watch closely at things that are meaningful and not things that are insignificant. And for a man to give up his child to another man to hold, I was touched by that. Also, I was touched by the fact that she willingly came to me. And so I give God the glory. You know, we talk about prosperity. You know, prosperity to me is little things like that.
Amen.
Little things like that ain't there. There's nothing. There's no money you can put on them. There's no price you can put on them. They're priceless. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And we serve a God that provides priceless things.
Yeah.
Things that you can't put a dollar value on. There is no value because they're divine. They come from heaven, and they sent straight to you and I. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Freeman, you were right in your prayers that our God is a possibility God. He's not one of these gods that they try to portray that you asked him anything, which say take that out of context. That's anything that's in his will, and it's in his will that we should live a peaceful life.
Amen.
We should not walk around with fear and trepidation, and we should not allow people to rattle our peace.
Amen.
And so God has sent me this morning. I pray your blessings and prayers, because I had trouble when I was sitting here this morning going over my own sermon, sitting up here trying not to cry, because I know in my life I've had many days where peace was not on the horizon. With things that just come up that just stir you up and cause you to have difficulties of thought. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
But God has stopped by to tell you this morning that let not your hearts be troubled. You see, the secret is that if you believe on him, he will give you peace.
Amen.
So as I try to deliver this word by the power of the Holy Spirit, somebody this morning needs to know that God is with them. And he tells you point blank, let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
I don't know who it is. It might be somebody who gets this tape, but I can assure you that my God and his servants, his apostles, spoke words that were true. They were true then and they're true now. And so as we go through this service this morning, I pray that God gives you his perfect peace that passes all understanding. No man can give you peace. Only the Father, his son Jesus, can give you peace.
Amen.
Can I get a witness this
Amen.
Morning?
Amen.
And so as we get into this text this morning, I want you to take notes this morning that you're able to be free from this fear and this trepidation that comes when the devil jumps on your back. You see, there is no fear in God. Can I get a witness? Fear is the work of the devil. When your hair stands up on your back, no, it's not our master, it's the devil.
Amen.
And my Bible says that we are to put Satan under your feet. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
We don't walk in fear. We don't walk in timidity. We walk with power and a sound mind. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So as we go this morning, I feel like preaching this morning. And so I pray you bear with me this morning, because this is a sermon that I can bear witness to, that the peace that I have as I get old. Only the Father gives it to me. Only the Father can cause you to lay down and not have to worry about somebody breaking in your house and something coming up on you. He gives you peace, I tell you. And so if you open your Bibles to John chapter 14, verse 26 and 27, and I'll follow that with 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for where our sermon is coming out of. John chapter 14, verse 26 and 27 reads as follows. But the counselor, I'm reading from the NIV, by the way. I like it a little better, I'll be honest with you, from the King James, but I'll stick with the NIV. But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, let me back up. That counselor, I like that word, the comforter.
Amen.
That Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, for God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, that dunamis power, and of love and of a sound mind. Can I get a witness this morning? No one in the sound of my voice should have to be without God's peace. Can I get a witness? There are times when our peace, church, is based upon ignorance. When we in this life rely on the things of this world to give us peace. You see, that's the ignorance. That is the only peace that you get that's everlasting, it is eternal, comes from Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And man has a tendency to follow this world's termination for peace. You see, Brother George took us over in Rock to call himself, give us peace. And 4 or 5 years later, we still don't have peace. We still at war.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the only peace that you're going to have in this life is what the Father gives.
Amen.
And so as we get into this text this morning, I want you to understand that the Spirit deals with life, not this kingdom. We've been deceived and believe that the things of this world is what counts, and they do not. No job can give you peace. No car, no home, no husband and no wife can give you peace. Your children can't give you peace. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Only Christ Jesus will give you perfect peace.
Amen.
That passes all understanding.
Amen.
We live in a time, church, that you're going to need Jesus' peace. I heard with great sadness, Oprah Winfrey has made a movie. When I first heard it, when she was talking about it, it disturbed me because that right off the substance was about black males downloading. And the statistics of it is almost staggering. You know, this we as a people, and I know with this, for those who are Caucasian or others are here, this call, bear with me for a minute. You know, black folks have gone through changes for 400 years, and God has brought us through most of them. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And for us at the other side of his blessings and his mercy and grace to be ungodly and unholy and live the way we're living, there is no excuse on the face of the earth for us to be doing the things that Romans chapter 1 has so designated, and that shows that God is no respecter of person. He judges the wicked. He does not play favorites, and that's one of the things I love about our Lord. He calls what is as is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as I just for a moment want to let you know that in Romans chapter 1, if you would turn to Romans chapter 1, on this matter that about this condition, God lays it out through his son and his disciples It's clear as a bell in Romans chapter 1. It's good to go back there every once in a while and then see the reality of what you're seeing in front of you today. Romans chapter 1, verse 24 and beyond reads, therefore, God gave them over to the lust of their hearts to impurities, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural functions that which is unnatural. And in the same way also men adopted the natural functions of the woman and burned in their desires toward one another. Man with man committing indecent acts and receiving their own persons that due penalty of the error. Listen at me. We are under a curse that we put ourselves under. For a man to get up and lie with a woman and then turn around and lie with a man and consider that as normal, he is out in the darkness abyss of this existence.
Amen.
And causing women to get AIDS when they trusted that was not the case. Young people, listen at me. Do not let the devil steal your peace. You do things that are ungodly, you will pay for them.
Amen.
You'll pay for them now, you'll pay for them later.
Amen.
You see, I got a guy that comes through here every day that runs this stop sign. Doesn't even slow down. And one day, he gonna miss it. One day, somebody's gonna be coming the other way. You see, you reap what you sow in this kingdom.
Amen.
No one gets away with it. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And so this peace that we have comes from being obedient to God. This world cannot give you peace. It will only give you a destruction and disturbance and no rest for our weary souls. This morning I want you to know that if you are painfully disturbed and if you have distractions that take away your peace and your providence that only God gives you, if you have someone who is just a thorn in your side and is causing you not to feel joy and happiness, I come by to tell you that our Lord has told us, let not your hearts be troubled. And he didn't tell us that just to be speaking. He's speaking truth to our souls.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. No matter what your condition, and our condition is changing rapidly. I heard a man this morning that nobody pays any mind to spoke truth to power this morning. That was Ralph Nader. Yeah, he's 74, and yeah, he's never won, and yeah, he's a spoiler. The man speaks the truth. We are being hoodwinked and duped by the very people that we sent to protect our well-being. Our jobs are going overseas, and people are having foreclosures on their homes, and now cars are being repossessed at an alarming rate. And people are walking and starting to get disillusioned because they can't find another job at 57 years old. Listen at me. These words are true. Let not your hearts be troubled, church.
Yes.
When you walk through these things, know that the Lord who woke you up this morning and who gave you light and pulled you out of darkness will not let you be ruffled.
Yes. Mm.
That caused you pain.
Amen.
Suicides are running rampant day and night. Get a scanner and listen at them. People are calling relatives long distance and telling them, I've had it with this world. I'm taking my life, and they got to try to get off that call and get on a call to the local police to try to get to save someone's soul. And listen at me. The police are being so inundated with crime that they won't send a car, for the most part in this county, on a code 3, which means that they go with sirens trying to get to you. You're on your own now.
Mm.
Ain't enough ambulances to take people to all these hospitals because of gunshot wounds and drugs and all these things. Listen at me. Let not your hearts be troubled, church. You need to turn your life completely over to Christ. And when you do that, he will give you peace in the middle of anybody's storm. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
Church, we've got to look at Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. You and I cannot be blind. We've got to walk by sight, the faith sight, the sight that comes only from God. If you walk by earthly sight, you're going to fall into a pit.
Amen.
And you will never have peace. You see, church, the only way you're going to get peace is that you have to have a close relationship with Christ.
Amen.
You got to walk with him and talk with him. And when the devil gets on your back, you got an adversary that's waiting there to protect you. You got a comforter and a counselor that is always standing by. He doesn't turn his back on you. He neither sleeps nor does he slumber.
Amen.
He's got his eye on us, I tell you. And you and I, as we go through this life, as you know, this is not an easy life. But I stop by to tell you that you will have peace even in the midst of the storms that come our way. Worry not, church. But God will give you peace. You either worry and suffer. You see, worry is the opposite of faith.
Amen.
When you have faith, you do not worry.
Amen.
You trust the Lord that he's got your back. He said he does, and he does. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
We live in a time that is dreadfully sad. I recall as I sat here and contemplated the life that I was blessed with my wife, and even think about my friends. I have friends that are still friends that I met in the military. Of course, you know Priscilla and Butch were my best friends and are my best friends.
Amen.
Amen.
Will always be my best friends. And I think about my brother who's gone on daily.
Hmm.
I don't want anyone shedding any tears,
Amen.
But I tell it like it is.
Amen.
God put him in my pathway, and I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
Mm. Priscilla, when I go out now, I wear my buffalo hat that you were gracious and blessed me with.
Amen.
And then I tell you, church, you can have peace when you have loss.
Amen. Yes.
Because all of us can face the loss of somebody.
Yes.
But I stop by to tell you that the Lord says it's clear, let not your hearts be troubled.
Yes.
We might have bereavement like our sister down in Louisiana who had to bury her daughter's husband yesterday.
Mm.
But I stop by to tell you that even when we have bereavement, that there's peace that follows the storm. Can I get a witness?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
That's the kind of God we serve. When you get in the storm, he's there with you. When you say, I don't know how I'm going to make it. But he's still there with you.
Yes.
Whenever we doubt him for a second, he doesn't turn his back on us. He's still there.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
And he carries us through. And when we come out on the other side, we can say, thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord, for the grace that you've given me, I would have never got this far. Can I get a witness this morning?
Amen.
When people disturb you, and they will, that's their call, is to set you up. They don't want you to have no peace. Listen to people. You hear negative things all the time.
Amen.
Sister Clinton, my heart went out for her. She can't beat this young fella, so now she's going to just go berserk about it. Listen to me. None of us who are God's children should ever utter a bad word about someone else.
Amen.
If
Amen.
They're wrong, pray for them.
Yes.
Don't let them disturb you. I liked how that young man, and I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I like how he didn't get all riled up when she insulted him. And it made it clear to me, you know, you can insult somebody, and if you're insulting a child of God, you're wasting your time.
Amen.
Because, you see, you can't dissuade me.
Amen.
You don't give me the power. The power comes from on high.
Amen.
And I know who I am, and you should know who you are.
Amen.
We're a child of the King.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
No one can disturb your peace unless you give it to them, or unless you're not a child of the King.
Amen.
You see, if you don't keep your head in this Bible and keep your mind stayed on him, you won't have his peace.
Yeah, right.
You might think you have it, but you know what you have? You have ignorance. You see, when you start worrying and thinking you can work everything out, I stop by to tell you, you can't work nothing out.
Amen.
Our Father is the one who works it out, and your job and my job is to get behind the cross.
Amen.
And let him lead and direct our lives. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So many people are practicing religion. They don't know the master for themselves. When you know him, you are freed of all this. He says that once his spirit gets into you. I preached about this, that being a part of the branch and the vine. When you allow yourself to be wholly a part of him, he doesn't let you wither. He doesn't let you just fall off. He picks you up. Psalm 1 says that you're like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. You bring forth in season and out of season. And whatsoever you do shall not wither. Huh. But you shall prosper and your leaves will be strong. Even when you get old, you'll be able to stand up with strong branches because you're part of the vine.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
When you trust the Lord and put your confidence in him, he will take you through many, many storms.
Amen.
In our text this morning, there's a clear contrast between Christ and the world. You see, peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives peace, I give you. Listen again, there is no peace in this world.
Amen.
Amen.
The quicker we know that, the better off we're going to be.
Amen.
You know, I look at people who put their trust in their cars. You ever go to a mall or in the parking lot and you notice somebody got the car parked way back over here, halfway turned so you can't dent it? You can imagine how little peace they got. They come out and somebody come along there and dead that bad boy. I move about and I try not to tell all when I go out to eat because, you know, I'm eating all the time, as y'all know. But praise God, I'm eating the right stuff now. And thanks to my grandson, Dwayne, I've been eating turkey bacon all week. Thank you, Dwayne Jr. And it tastes fine. Yeah. See, God sends angels to you. I told you that. And so, you know, we have to understand. But I was blessed, as always, when I'm with my wife to eat and go out and eat. And I was at peace late yesterday. Didn't have no. You know, you usually go out and eat, especially if it's a halfway decent place. You have these people who are walking in with this bourgeois attitude. You ever notice them?
Yeah.
You can spot them. You can tell how they dress and the mannerism. But when they get up to the food line, they go bump in front of you. You know? And if you don't want, of course, you know, when you go to Shoney, they go do that. That's the part of the process. if you don't hurt, grab that plate. I don't know why they put the plates on the back end. Put some of them plates where you got an even chance to fight this battle. But I noticed how peaceful God allows things to be for you. Oh, y'all come on with me now.
Yeah.
In our text again this morning, we are clearly told. And you know, we studied in Bible study the Gospel of John, and particularly the history of Jesus and the Son of God. You see, Matthew deals with Jesus as the priest of the house of David. And Brother Mark, and I'm going to give you a little bit of background, but Brother Mark treats him as the savior of servants. And Luke, the physician, views him as the Son of Man. But John, as if you recall, he had this eagle's eye that looked beyond all the clouds of his humanity and sees the clear shiningness of divineness. And by the way, that's plagiarism. I saw that written in my studies, and I like how it sounds. And so, you know, maybe Sister Clint will nab me on that, but it did sound so good. Did y'all get that?
Yeah.
Amen.
It was divineness that John looked at. You remember I kept saying how John stayed focused on Jesus' divineness? Go back over your notes from that. You see, especially as he was the Son of God, the Word, and the beginning was God, and it was God. Listen, church, that divineness is where your peace comes from. Did y'all get that? That divine, untouchable, unchangeable, always omnipresent is with you and I. As we walk through this life, this corrupt life. And so we must learn and understand how it goes and know the differences. And so now I shift to 2 Timothy, which is where our text, and for those who are taking notes, that was all introduction. Now we get into the meat of the matter. In 2 Timothy, Brother Paul tells Brother Timothy something that I will repeat for you. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God have not given us the spirit of fear. I need you to underline if you have that translation, which is in the King James Version. Somebody tell me what it is in the NIV. I don't have that in front of me. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Somebody read that from the NIV. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Should have a lot of people that had that.
For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
All right. That's why I wanted it read from that. All right, go ahead, Deacon Edison. 2
Timothy
chapter 1, verse 7.
Here in, I have a Living Bible.
All right, Living Bible, go for it.
Okay, and it says, for the Holy Spirit, God's gift, does not want you to be afraid of people, but to be wise and strong, and to love them, and enjoy being with them.
Amen.
Did y'all get that?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, the reality is that if you live by the Spirit, you're going to live in peace.
Amen.
You can live with a devil and be at peace.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You see, you can't let nobody steal your joy. And sure enough can't steal your peace.
Okay.
Amen.
I don't care what you face with, you can have peace in it.
Amen.
You know, I got a neighbor that has come down with Alzheimer's disease. And unfortunately, his wife, she ain't stopped running to church. You see, she could have peace to be there with him. Y'all listen to me. God is always with you. He said where two or three are gathered, he's in their midst. And so to run off to church and leave your husband there that don't know if he's coming or going, you see, God looks at all those things. He sits high and he looks low. And he'll still give him peace.
Yeah.
Because we're going to pray for him on this side and watch his back.
Amen.
That's how God works. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is trust the Lord, and he got your back.
Amen.
Don't trust man. You can't put no stock in man.
Amen.
He's man, woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like I have to keep reminding people. You know, we got this term down low for men. What is the term for women? Women love women. The Bible says that you all who go astray from God are sent to perverseness. I ain't playing no game where we will download up. No, although that is going to the extreme. You know what, church? You go back and read that Romans chapter 1 again. No. Look at how the dogs and cats and squirrels and lions and tigers. Have you ever seen two female tigers walking down the street kissing? Well, have you ever seen you know, I don't have to go into details about it. You know, man is the only creature that God created, and then he created us in his image, and of course, we're not in his image now. You can't be in God's image living like the devil. So Paul is being loving as a friend and father image for Timothy and for you and I this morning. And in this text, he's telling us that we must pray daily in 2 Timothy 1 and 3.
Amen.
I'm giving you some points that you need to take note of. Listen to me. If you want peace, stay praying. Yes. Keep the Lord in front of you. Whenever the devil comes up on your back and rears his ugly face, start praying.
Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, if you pray hard enough and long enough, the devil will leave you. You know, my Bible says, give no place to the devil. Give no place to fear.
Amen.
Fear come up on all of us. I had a dream the other night, and it was straight from the pits of hell. Somebody came in my front door, Cody had locked the door and walked away, and here comes this mentally stirred man with a knife. And it's tried to take my peace, so now I'm watching every door and keeping an eye on where my baby's at. That's the devil. And I'm not going to let a dream steal my peace. Can I get a witness in here?
Amen.
I'm going to watch her back, that's for sure. But I'm not going to walk around every time I shut a door looking back to see if somebody's back there. See, that's timidity.
Yeah.
You see, I'm bold enough because I'm a child of the King. It ain't me, it's him in me.
Yeah, that's right.
Y'all getting this?
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
So we're being told this morning that we have sound minds. Walk around, I just don't feel right today. I just remind me of when I was a child and ain't had nothing to eat. I told Connie, you got plenty in here to eat. Just sit up. Keep going through. It just looks like one of them old days. Told him, you know, we ain't playing, you ain't coming, And that's what you got to do. You don't let the devil get into the heart of your loved ones. And she'd sit there for a minute, she'd perk right up. I said, my son, Tell that devil, get on back out there on that tree. And it's the day the Lord has made. No, the sun ain't shining. It's cold out there and the wind blowing. And that old nasty cat keep walking up and down the walkway. But that cat's not going to steal my joy. I've knocked on the window. I've opened the garage door. Connie threatened to put some poison out there in milk. And I told her, you know you're not, because then when he dropped dead out there, he tell me, go get him, Gerald. Do not let anything steal your joy.
Amen. Amen.
I'm giving you examples. You see, my baby, God bless her, she went there, the flying squirrel was up in the attic. She said, come up here, Gerald. He's moving something up here in the front of the house, a pan up in the attic. So I come up here. So this morning, so you can understand how God works, I'm sitting up here doing my study, and I hear this blah, 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 blah. And it was coming from where I could hear it in the fireplace. So I thought it was a bird up there spreading his wings up around the little thing that's on top of the chimney. So here comes Sister Cuff. Blang, 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 blang. Something up in the attic. I hear him, he's moving that thing again. I said, Lord Jesus. There ain't no... So I go outside, walk down the steps, look back up at the chimney, and guess what it was? It was a woodpecker. He up there sharpening his bill on the metal grate of the thing on the roof. I mean, he just shot. And then he looked up and looked down at me and said, what you looking at, fool? And then on flew off. Now, church, I tell you all that, and I know it sounds funny, but you know what? We have to always know that no matter what we think we know, what we think we hear, what we think we see, that God is with us.
Yes.
Run me outside in the cold to see what it is. Ain't a thing up in that attic. But Nikki's closed. Got a box up there. Ain't nothing up. That attic is clean. And I thought about that the other day. If you would have told me it was a flying squirrel up there, I was saying you're flying out your mind. Because I didn't know what a flying squirrel was. But listen to me. You know what God's word says. Can I get a witness? He says that let not your heart be troubled. And if you let your heart be troubled, you're not one of his children.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth, church. You and I are not to allow this world to overtake us. I don't care what you see. I came around a corner and the gas that went from $3 and 9 cents to or $3 to $3.29. That's a 20-cent rise. And let me tell y'all who have to travel here. If it gets too high, call in. That's the beauty that God has blessed this church with. You can be anywhere in the world and hear this word.
Amen.
The Father said, where two of us are gathered in spirit.
Amen.
He's in the midst. Don't let anybody fool you got to come sit up in church. They're trying to get your money. If two of us are gathered, how many people have church over the phone and talk about the Lord by distance? There is no distance between us and God.
Amen. Amen.
God has plans for us. I've never been a visionary. You know, they say, a lady told me one day I was over Brian Dwayne's house, and the lady told me, said, well, Bishop, what's your vision? I said, myself, what's yours?
Yours.
I ain't had no vision. I just did what God told me to do. But I believe he's given me a vision. Now, you know what that vision is? As we grow in faith and knowledge, we'll be able to reach out to the farthest parts of this world. There are so few places that the word's being preached simple, free and clear and true. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
God is calling that remnant to take his word to the uttermost parts of the world. And that does not mean we don't start here, because we must stop right in our own backyard. You start in your own house. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Now I want to give you some points, because see, God has not made fearless men and women, boys and girls. Y'all get this. You see, when we start this journey, church, we do have a degree of timidity and lack of boldness and a soundness of mind. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 14, verse 26, verse 69 and 7 through 75, in Galatians 2:11-12 tells us that. You see, we had, and Peter had, a display of cowardice.
Amen.
It's important that you understand these things. And see, Paul professed his tendencies in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 3. Listen to this. I came to you in weakness and fear, which much trembling. You see, I want you to know that as we start off, we all are in that boat. Can I get a witness?
Yes. Amen.
You see, as we grow in knowledge and understanding and be obedient, we change from those who have timidity to those who have boldness.
Amen.
You see, men of God develop boldness, and that, when I say men, I mean women, boys and girls. You see, the key thing is that Peter and John and all the saints of God had boldness. When they started with Jesus, they had timidity. They had to ask themselves, should I leave to follow him? Mm-hmm. And the more they heard from our master, and the more we hear from our master, mm-hmm. we become bold people. Acts chapter 4, verse 13 says, then they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men. They were astounded. They took note that these men had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, you don't have to be an eloquent speaker. Y'all two lovebirds, knock it off over there. All you have to do is keep your mind on him.
Amen.
He'll give you the power, I tell you. Y'all listen at this one more time. You get power, that dunamis power, when you keep your mind in the Bible. Stay in the word. Don't let the devil sneak up on you because he's a liar and a thief and the truth ain't in him.
Amen.
Paul later confessed his confidence in the face of a trial. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task testifying to the gospel of his grace. Listen at Acts chapter 21, verse 13, as Paul spoke. When Paul answered, why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of our Lord Jesus. You know, church, let me elaborate on that for a moment. It seems that Paul was imprisoned at one time in a Roman jail in a city. I don't remember the name of it. But the description of their jail was just as inhumane as possible. What they would do is build out a prison underground and had a hole that you were put in. You were in a tomb. And the only thing you had was this one hole where light and air got in. And there you sit. I got thinking about that. I'm not though. See how it works? You don't give place to the devil.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You see, those thoughts might come in your mind, but you don't give place to them.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all see how it works?
Yeah.
But I got to think about Paul.
Didn't Luke write at?
My scribe has corrected me that. Oh no, I wasn't challenged that Luke didn't write Acts. Did I say that? No, I might have said it. If I did,
Well, you said Paul. I didn't know if you meant that.
No. Verse 13, and this I love about. That's what I love about our church. You see, y'all are Bereans. Does everybody know what a Berean is?
Ask for knowledge.
That's right. They don't just listen at the preacher. They deal with the truth. Acts 21:13. Then Paul answered. Somebody find that for me. Acts chapter 21, verse 13. What I was emphasizing that Paul was speaking.
Amplified Bible.
Acts 21:13. Go there.
Yeah.
But the bishop could have typed out the wrong thing. Y'all help me now. We ain't going no further until we get that straight.
Then Paul answered, why are you weeping and breaking my heart? Mm-hmm. I'm ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Now let's make sure what Mimi asked is correct. How do you know where to find out who wrote the book of Acts? Do what?
Beginning.
You go to the front. Now let's all turn to the front of Luke. Everybody who has a Bible, turn to the very first page of Acts.
Acts.
That's right. Get me straight now. Ain't it good to have a preacher that you can keep him straight? I know preachers, you better not question them. Acts chapter.
Background of the study Bible, it tells you also.
That who was the author of it?
Luke. Our dear friend, the doctor.
That's what I'm talking about. And my blessed sister Mimi, she on the mark.
I didn't mean to get us off.
No, that's why we ain't off the subject. Listen at me, church. You're never off the subject when the word speaks.
Amen.
That the spirit speaks. Everybody got that?
Amen.
Now if the devil up in here, and trust me, I know when he up in here. But anybody who has a question, I want it answered because somebody else might have the same question. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And I pray that everybody understands that. Always ask the question. No question is simple or stupid. No question is disrespectful. Everybody got that?
Amen.
I don't sit before you knowing everything. But I sit before you with the anointing power from the one who does.
Amen.
And you sit here with that same power.
Amen.
God bless you, Mimi. And all who, you know, some people go to church and they sit there and don't say nothing. You know and you never change from that. Why? Because you have the power of the Holy Spirit. That divine power the giant talked about. That he gives to us. He said, I will not leave you what? Comfortless. But I'm sending a counselor. But that will be in you and about you. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Now this boldness that I've just spoke about is there for you and I. You see, God makes fearless men and women.
Amen.
I like that. That's something like old military term. You see, as faith and love increase, fear does what? It decreases, goes away. Y'all got that? The more you have faith and love, fear has no place in your existence. Fear is indicative of a little faith. All of us have things that we're afraid of. I stop by to tell you the more you read God's word, the less you will have fear.
Yes, amen.
The more you have love that God gives you, fear will depart from you. Oh, y'all not hearing me this morning? Somebody needs to hear that this morning.
Amen.
There is no fear in God. Fear is the work of the devil. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Matthew's 8th chapter and the 26th verse puts it this way. And he replied, ye of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm.
Amen.
You remember that scenario when Jesus was on a boat trying to take him a nap? And the wind and the waves riled up, and they got all flustered. And scared.
Amen.
Oh, y'all come on with me now. And he said, ye of little faith. Takes me back to a story that I've told you before, and I'll tell you again because it's a testimony for me. I went to work one day at that devilish Bank of America, and I got in the elevator feeling good. I had me a nice big breakfast in the cafeteria. I think I've told y'all, hey, you see the bishop coming and they start throwing my sausages on there. I mean, tell you, they'd hook. I couldn't wait to get out the house to get to work. I sit up in here, Connie, she move around, ain't, I don't smell nothing cooking. That's all right, I'm heading to work. They getting ready to feed the bishop. And them two sisters could cook in that bad boy. But I got my breakfast and I'm now full, got my coffee, my hazelnut coffee. And I'm heading to the elevator. Get on the elevator just feeling just as chippy and happy. And here they come, the latecomers, trying to run to get upstairs to punch that clock. And as I've told you before, 15 of them, you know who's jumped on that elevator. I was smoking. And then the last little fat lady jumps on and jumps on there. And the door shut and the elevator dropped. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. I knew something was wrong. But the back of my head starts swelling up. I don't know, many of y'all might have heard this, but my eyes got big and sweat started popping out. And I was standing right at the controls. And I pushed that button trying to see if I can get that door to open. And that door said, not today, brother. And now we know we all 15, 11, or 12 are stuck in this elevator. One of my ignorant fears that I had. Hallelujah. And here's the case. The lady came over. I pushed the little emergency button, and here comes this lady. And I said, man, we're stuck in this elevator. And she said, all right, we'll get you some help shortly. And then she came back on there, Nate, and said that we're trying to locate them. I said, locate them? Ain't nobody in the building? We have to wait for them to come here. And now people are starting to freak out in this elevator. The air getting tight. I'm smelling hair perm and hair straightening and all that stuff up in there. Some nasty smelling stuff. It was getting rough up in there. And then the fear came. And I call myself getting relief. I get my cell phone out, the only one working. And who did I call? Superwoman, my wife. And I said, Connie, I'm stuck in this elevator. And she can hear the quibbling in my voice. And she knew what the story was. And she did what she was supposed to do. She says, well, honey, you better pray. And I said to myself, well, a lot of help you are. And so now I done got off the phone with her, and now I'm showing up freaking. But let me tell you how that Holy Spirit works. While my head is thriving, hair is standing up on the back of my head, and this lady's scratching at the door, trying to make it open, and she the one causing the shit, and I turned to her and said, look, you touch that door one more time. But the Lord starts speaking to me, and he said, I'm with you. Listen to me, church. I wouldn't tell you a story. This is the truth. A peace came over me that I've never had before. We were in that elevator for 28 minutes. 28 minutes. And I was at perfect peace. The lady kept coming back on with, we're going to get help to you shortly. And I was at peace. And when that door opened, when all them firemen who have got there to open that door, it was still down low enough. It was about to my knee level. So now you got to climb up to get out. Listen, church. Big Daddy did not have any problem lifting up these legs to get out that elevator. Out that elevator, hollering hallelujah. I hallelujah the rest of the day. Because I know that my God, my Lord Jesus, did not fail me. You listen to me. He was with me from the moment we went into that storm. And 28 minutes later, he was with me. And listen at me. He's with me right this second. He's with me every hour of the day and the night. Oh, y'all listen at me closely. If you got someone on this call or hears this recording who has fear, if you're afraid of things, I submit to you, turn it over to Jesus. He'll never forsake you, I tell you. If you truly believe his word and you trust in him, he'll take you through whatever storm that comes your way. Can I get a witness?
Yes. Amen.
He will never cast you out. He's always with us, I tell you. And that's why I had so much trouble when I was trying to go over this sermon, because I'm a witness to what he will do for you. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. You hear what I'm saying? Don't let the devil punish you with fear. Because the perfect love that comes from Jesus overcomes fear.
Yes.
If you understand what I'm saying, say amen.
Amen.
That's the kind of God that we serve,
yes,
church.
Yes,
He gives us boldness, like He did the apostles who prayed for boldness in Acts chapter 4, verse 29 to 31. Bear with me as I read it to you. It says, "Now, Lord, consider the threats and enable your servant to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miracles, signs, and wonders through the name of the holy servant Jesus." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
After they had prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke words of God boldly. Hallelujah. Listen at me, church. When you trust the Lord, you have boldness to speak to the wind, and it will obey you.
Amen.
You have power to speak to the devil and tell him, "Be still." God's servant is speaking. Listen at me. When you have that power, that Holy Ghost power on you, you can tell the devil to get thee behind me, Satan. And he will move, I tell you, in the name of Jesus. He cannot stand because he has no power. And if you give him power, it's because you don't know Christ Jesus. Y'all listen at me. I don't know who God sent me by to tell you, but somebody need to hear that there is no fear in God, I tell you.
Amen.
That fear is the work of the devil.
Yes, it is.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
You see, Paul solicited prayers in his behalf for boldness. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 and 19. "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that wherever I open my mouth, words may be given so that I will fearlessly make known the mysteries of the gospel." And this morning, church, I ask that you always pray for me.
Yes.
That whenever I open my mouth, that I'm speaking the gospel, the oracles of faith.
Yes.
And that you, likewise, you have the same power.
Mm-hmm.
Listen at me. There is no mental illness in God's people.
Amen.
He's given us a sound mind.
Yes.
Can I get a witness, Lights?
Amen.
You keep your mind stayed on him, and no weapon forged against you shall prosper. No tongue that rises up against you shall stand. There's no enemy that you cannot defeat in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You claim that because you know it's true. You claim that because our Father and his apostles have told us. Can I get a witness? We're not wimps. We're not chumps. We are children of the Most High God. Can I get a witness? You see, God grows our faith, church, and he grows our love, and he increases our prayers. God moves the spirit of fear out of the life of a believer.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Romans chapter 8, verse 15 says, "You did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you receive the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father."
Yes.
Hear what I'm telling you. You cry out to the Father when you're in trouble, church.
Yes.
You don't have to call on anyone in this kingdom.
Yes.
You and I have a direct line to the Father, I tell you.
Yes.
And when that evil one raises his head and I stop by to tell you, he's coming after you.
Will.
If you're shucking and jiving with this gospel, he ain't going to come after you because he know he has you.
Amen.
But those who belong to the King, he's coming after us.
Yes.
He's going to come after your finances, church. He's going to come after your children. He's going to come after your spouse, I tell you. And you and I must stand firm, flat-footed on God's words. His word says without a shadow of a doubt, do not let your hearts be troubled. There is no trouble in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Only peace and joy and happiness in my Father's house.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15 says, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. Listen at me. The fear of death is a fear that I've always had to wrestle with, and most human beings have to wrestle with our immortality. But I don't fear death no more. Y'all listen at me. Because God said that when I close my eyes on this side,
yes,
I'll wake up in glory.
On the other side.
In the kingdom of heaven, hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we should not fear death, that we're saddened when we lose loved ones. But if our loved ones were in Christ, they're on the other side.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
We can't walk fearing death. Death is the natural process that takes us from this place. Listen to me. I'm so thankful that I don't have to stay here without Jesus the rest of my life.
Amen.
My dear departed brother said it right. You can't be a wimp and get old.
Amen.
That's what he said. And let me tell you, if you don't have Jesus in your life, you're in trouble when you get old.
Amen.
You know, life has a way of correcting all things. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
I've told y'all this, and if I haven't, tell you again. When I was young and met Connie, I thought I was God's gift to women.
Yeah.
I sure did. I don't know that the blessed thing that ever came to me was her.
Amen.
All on, look at the back of my head. I got the flattest head in the world. I used to look in the mirror and fix my little hair like Dennis the Menace, for those who remember him, and had the little thing sticking up. I don't know, what do you call that thing? I done got this notion from watching Dennis the Menace. You know, I had it on a part and had these two little parts I let grow up.
Oh,
what do you call that thing?
Golly,
yeah, that's right. I thought I was Dennis the Menace. And I just thought I was God's gift to women.
Oh, ooh, goodness.
Yeah, you know, I can tell the truth. When I met Connie, I was weighing 155 pounds. There wasn't a bit of fat on me. And she, of course, swept me off my feet. Just swept me right off my feet. And I looked back and said, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You were watching over my tired butt back then.
Yes.
You know, somebody was praying for me, and I believe it was Aunt Jen, the aunt that raised Connie. She prayed all the time. Mm-hmm. Here was a saint that didn't have much. Her husband was an alcoholic. He was a decent man, but he drank. And when his payday came, she used to send me, when we were visiting her, over to the bar and said, Gerald, go over there and get his money. Because poor soul, he would sit there and buy rounds of drinks until he was broke. After he had worked all week. And so she had to try to get money to go to the grocery store to buy food for Connie, Kim, and I. She's one of the sweetest people I've ever met. I tell you the truth, I was falling in love with Aunt Jen over Connie. She was just a sweet person. But God is a good guy. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And now in my old age, now I can look back and see how God has blessed me. Can anybody else see,
yes,
God's blessing on your,
yes,
life?
Yes.
You don't have to get 64 to see it.
Yes.
You see, if you come from wherever you come from, and you know who brought you from there.
Amen.
He's brought you a mighty long way. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
As I bring this to a close, I want you to keep these thoughts flat-footed and clear in your mind. Stay away from weakness. Y'all hear me? Be strong in the Lord.
Yes.
And in his might. Put on the full armor of God.
Amen.
Ephesians 6:10 tells us, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Church, you hear that?
Yes, amen.
Let me just read the rest of that. Finally, brothers, or finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
Yes.
Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
Mm-hmm.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities and against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Verse 13, therefore put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, and it will come, church, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckle around your waist and with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Hallelujah. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all these, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Let me stop there for a minute. Those evil flames are thoughts that come into your mind with the sole purpose of taking you down.
Yep.
Verse 17 says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Amen.
And so, church, for the sake of time, I bring this to a close. Don't you let the devil have one moment of your life. Don't live in fear of any man.
Really?
Of anything. Of any person. Even the fear of death.
Amen.
We are fearless men and women because of the God we serve. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
We're strong in the knowledge and the word of God, church. We're loving people because God first loved us. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And we have sound minds in this kingdom of heaven. These qualities are not limited to male gender. So if I've used men, it means to all of us. To our women and to our children. Train up your child in the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart, I tell you. Sit your children down and let them hear God's word. For those who get this tape, when you listen at it, gather your children around you. You see, church, we are Christians and we live a Christian life. That's a quality life. Can I get a witness? That's not a life of cowardice or weakness or hatred or instability. It's a life of peace and joy. That's only found in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Deacon Edison, lead us in prayer.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. He is good.
Let us remember that God has given us sound mind. Let us keep in our hearts that we won't have to be troubled.
Amen.
Put our faith in him.
Yes.
I just want to say a few things before I enter out in prayer. Some things in which that the Spirit has not only moved within me, I'm certain that the Spirit has moved within you.
Amen.
God has given us a gift as well as a blessing yet to be here another day.
Amen.
I say that to say this. I'm going to piggyback off Bishop. When he mentioned our brother, his friend, Brother Butch, I remember coming in here in the morning, looking at Butch sitting over here on the couch. I'm going to speak to you what they say, that holy kiss.
Mm.
I kissed him. I used to kiss Butch on the head, look him in the eyes.
Mm.
(clears and it used to bring me such joy.
Amen.
Because of the spirit I felt in him and the peace that it gave me. As a young boy, I grew up in what they called the old school because I never dealt with anybody in my same age group.
Well,
when I looked in Butch's eyes, it gave me peace. He had a smile on his face.
Yes.
So Bishop spoke about fears that we all have, that we do have fears. It was brought to my attention a couple of Sundays ago, and they said, I know you love, which I do love, landscaping. I love being outside. They say, how can a man of your size deal with being outside all day and you have a fear of spiders? I don't think about the spiders. I think about who created the spiders.
Well,
and if I get bit or whatever, he's going to take care of me.
Amen.
Part of his will. Amen.
God is good.
Amen, he is.
Let's turn to John 12, verse 12. And I'll be reading from the Living Bible. Sometimes we have to go back to what started us.
Well,
what put us on the path of righteousness. What gave us that seed of growth. And this Living Bible, I've loved it. It's fallen apart, but yet it still impacts the same way. There, John 12, verse 12. And it reads, gotta clear my eyes up here.
Boy, ain't it good to be a senior citizen all the way to
the
bottom.
The next day, forgive me on that. That's not the one I want to read.
Go ahead.
The read I want to read is John 12, verse 35.
35,
all
right.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Jesus, my light will shine out for you just a little while longer.
Well,
walk in it while you can, and go where you want to before the darkness falls.
Amen.
For then it will be too late for you to find your way. Make use of the light. While there's still time.
Yes.
Amen.
Then you will become light bearers.
Yes, sir.
After saying these things, Jesus went away and was hidden from them.
Light bearers.
Amen.
We ask that you just be with us and keep us.
Yes, Father.
Let us all be your missionaries and light bearers of thy word.
Well.
We ask that you bless everyone here and everyone on the phone.
Yes.
We ask, dear Lord, that you continue to bless our bishop because, dear Lord, he is not an instrument of what we want him to be, but he's an instrument of what you told him to be.
Amen.
Father God, sometimes we look within the flesh and not look deeply within the spirit.
Yes.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Ask that you could continue to be with him. And irregardless of how this word cuts and shapes and remolds, we ask your blessings.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Let the church say in Jesus' name,
amen.
God bless you, Deacon Edison. That Holy Spirit is a powerful thing, is it not?
Yes,
amen.
It is.
It has charge over all of us.
Yes.
Amen. Before we take our communion, is Brother Joseph nearby?
Yes.
Okay, Brother Joseph, God bless you. I wanted to say a second prayer as you get ready to embark on your journey. I want you to know, first of all, that this church is with you, and we will be with you on the way and on the way back. Amen?
Amen.
And when you come back from your tour over there and come back where you're in with the fellowship, you'll be able to bear witness.
Amen.
God took you and he'll bring you back. Amen?
Amen.
Can the church say amen?
Amen?
Amen.
In that vein, I wanted to say a prayer over Brother Joseph as he goes on his charge and his family that are left behind. Let us pray. Father God, I ask now that you bless Brother Joseph, Lord God, as he embarks on his tour for 30 days approximately in Iraq. I ask that you let him be a shining light for you, a light bearer.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
He goes on his mission for this nation, Lord God.
Yes.
But more importantly, as he goes on a mission for you,
yes, Lord.
Let him touch somebody's heart while he's over there that day.
Yes.
They may see you, and when they see fear, that he can show them the way to the light.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You will give him the power to have perfect peace, to know that Melody and Joseph Jr. and Whitney and Justin and Jordan and Anthony will all be fine.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because you are a God that sits high, but you look low.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have omnipresence, and we know that you are always with us. So now, God, we ask that you grant him your peace, that you send angels to be dispatched over him,
yeah,
that you watch over him day and night, and that you keep his mind stayed upon you.
Yes.
Likewise, we pray that for his wife and his children. We pray these and all other blessings in the most powerful name that ever was spoken. The name of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Let the church say amen.
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 Brother Joseph, go in peace, for God is walking
yes,
with you.
He is.
Amen.
Amen. Now we'll proceed to our communion. If you would turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, while Deacon Edison here locally and all those who are on the call, get your communion. Ready? 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I was telling someone early while you're getting ready for communion that hopefully Brother Joseph will have the opportunity to get on the internet. Sounds like they have all that over there.
Yeah, I should be able to.
And that way you'll be able to get your sermons, and I'll email the Bible study, or either I or Melanie will email it to you. Isn't that a blessing, this technology?
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing separates us. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That we're all one. And so I put those blessings upon you.
Thank you.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, and if you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, which, by the way, I encourage you to read this every, not on just on Communion Sunday, but go through and read so that you have a thorough understanding about several issues. By the way, the first part of it deals with head coverings, which I'm not going there now, but I do want you to read it. Today I'll read from verse 27. It speaks about examining yourself. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of our Lord. But a man must examine himself, and in so doing he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number are asleep. But if we judge ourselves rightly, we should not be judged. Amen?
Amen.
But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord so that we will not be condemned along with the world. Let us pray. Father God, we ask now that you bless this bread and this wine throughout this entire church. No matter where they are, we ask that you put your anointing power on it, that you sanctify, that you set it aside for your purposes, that you've told us. As often as we do this, we do it in remembrance of you. We thank you, Father God. Let us now commune on this sanctified body of Christ. Let's commune together. Father, we ask for your mercy, Lord God. We ask for your peace. We pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And after the supper, our Lord took the cup which represented his blood that was shed for us on Calvary's cross. Let us commune together on the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Most Holy Father, we ask that you have mercy on us. We pray that your peace rest with us. We pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Bless you. Trustee Reeves, you would give us the offertory.
We collected $522 last Sunday, and so our total for February so far is $598.
Amen. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
God is a good God, is he not?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yes, by his power and might, and we thank each one who's contributed to the well-being of God's word. Amen.
Amen.
As we grow in knowledge and understanding, he will continue to bless us.
Amen.
We're going to try to mail out. Mimi has gotten us some, I like to call them Bible study reminder cards, that they're all signed, sealed, and delivered. And we're going to mail them out that you can hand out to people so that there be no mistake that they know the right numbers. I got a couple of emails the other day. Was somebody getting ready to say something?
No, it's an amen.
Amen. Someone sent me a little note. I think it was Mimi. Somebody said that the phone numbers are not correct. You see, that's the church working together. Because they know the pop might forget something there, you know? And it was changed that day or the next day. Thank you for reminding me of that. And now we'll be able to give people cards and tell them what time to call in. Can I get an amen on that on Sunday?
Amen.
So, and it's got the number, and I mean, and it's got the website on there. Amen. We pray God's blessings be upon these cards, that as we give them out to people, that when they come online, that they'll be blessed. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Mimi, and the church will reimburse you for that. But we're going to try to get some of these in the mail for those who are not in the Richmond area, that they can have these to hand out. I like those almost better than I like tracks. Because y'all seem to let me down on the tracks. I'm going to bring it back up again. But I know you can give these cards out. Amen.
Amen.
We got 99 ports on this bridge line, and the most we've ever had was 11. That doesn't mean it was 11 people, because there were many more. And so I encourage you to still remind people and encourage people. People need to hear the word. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Well, my time is up, and I thank you for yours, and God bless and keep each one of you as we continue our journey towards the kingdom. All minds clear?
Amen.
God bless you. And heaven smile on you. And we'll gather ourselves together on Wednesday. Brother Joseph, we're always praying and we'll be with you. Do we have a time of that you're leaving home tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be leaving the house probably around 12:01, but I don't actually leave, depart the U.S. till around 9 o'clock.
Okay, so all right, so you I want the church to be prayerful during those hours as he gets ready to depart, and as soon as he's in a position where he can let us know that he's getting our emails, and I'm sure Melanie will stay on top of that. That's the good thing about having these laptops and being able to communicate.
Amen.
When I was in the military, all you can do is write a letter.
Amen.
And sit there and hope to get one back. You know, Connie was faithful. She sent me letters. And now we can email. Isn't that good news?
Well, I got a sat phone, too, so I can call.
Well, praise the Lord.
Wonderful.
Well, in that case, we'll look for hearing you as well.
Yes.
All right. Keep each other in prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Everywhere you go, take the name of Jesus with you. God bless y'all. Do have a blessed Sabbath afternoon. And we'll gather ourselves together on Wednesday. Hopefully this sermon will be out on the church website this evening. And if not, tomorrow. Just invite others or email it to people. You can do it right from the website. God bless you and heaven smile on you. Bye
for
now.
God bless you. Good evening, everyone.
Bye. Sister and Brother Wayne.
The blessed service.
Bye. We love you all.
Yes.
Love you too.
We love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a nice one.
You too.